Julie got pregnant with their first child the summer after she graduated from high school. By the time the baby came, they had bought their first home, a small and drafty old four-room house, but it was theirs. 4 years later, when she was pregnant with their second child, they bought their second home, a wonderful three-bedroom that Julie thought was her dream come true.
I kiss Bobby goodbye at the door and watch him get into the car and back out of the driveway and head off to work. I go back into the kitchen and sit down at the cluttered kitchen table to have a cup of coffee and relax for a minute before my kids wake up. Bobby likes a big breakfast. Eggs, bacon, biscuits, and gravy. I've been fixing him that breakfast every morning for the 6 years we've been married. I can't believe we've been married 6 years. Well, almost. It will be 6 years at the end of this month. It's June 24th and our anniversary is June 30th. Our baby girl was exactly 3 months old and our son 4 years old on the 4th of this month. When Bobby and I first got married, we lived in a little pink house out in the country. It had 4 rooms, no bathroom, and no running water. I finished high school while we lived in that house. A typical day went like this. Get up at 5 a.m., make a trip outside and down the path about 50 feet to the bathroom. Come back into the kitchen, wash my hands, take the kitchen matches out and light the oven and the burners. Fix a breakfast of coffee, biscuits, eggs, bacon and gravy, and then sit down and eat. Bobby leaves for work at 6:15. If I've remembered to put water on to heat while we're eating, I spend about 30 minutes doing dishes. Otherwise, I stack them up and then straighten up a little in all the 4 rooms. Then I have about 20 to 30 minutes to get ready for school before the bus comes at 7:30. I rush around and barely make it to the corner to catch the bus. Then I relax until I get to school, go through the normal schoolgirl day, catch the bus for home at 3:30, get home at 4:30, wash up breakfast dishes if I left them that morning, or clean up whatever needs it, and start dinner, to be ready at 6 p.m. sharp. After dinner, I stack up the dishes and then go out behind the house and draw water from the well. It has a pump on it, so this process is priming the pump by pouring water into the top of it, then pumping the handle like mad to get the flow started. If it's winter and anywhere close to freezing, I first have to heat the water to prime the pump. I put water on for the dishes and go draw 2 more buckets for morning. Then, when the water is heated, I do the dishes. Somewhere during this process, some of Bobby's single friends would come over, usually with their girlfriends, and I stop and go visit. Bobby says it is rude to work when you have company. We sit around and talk, or the guys play guitars and we all sing. Those nights were fun, but not so fun were the nights the guys would come by themselves and bring nasty stories to read. I remember one of those nights in particular. They were drinking and reading behind the green door. I wanted to get away, so I went out the kitchen door and sat on this big flat rock that was there in the side yard. Sitting there amidst what could have been a peaceful night, looking at the stars and a sliver of a moon, feeling the wind playing in my hair, seeing it skip through the grass, hearing the rustle of it blowing through the stalks of wild corn that grew in the backyard just beyond the water pump, and hearing other night sounds, crickets chirping, cars passing on the nearby highway, here and there a dog barking, intermingled with sounds from the house, loud outbursts of laughter, and blaring, pulsating music. I felt like I was in a weird dream, a nightmare. Over and over, the thought, this isn't the kind of life I want, kept going through my head. filling it up to the point I thought I would scream. But by the morning, I was back to normal. I was so exhausted all the time. My first hour at school was basketball. The year before, I was a main string forward. That year, I couldn't even get the ball to the basket. I was so tired. On weekends, we would go to Jimmy's. We got the band started, and I was the singer for about a month of practicing. And then one day, after we got married, on the way to Jimmy's, Bobby told me that the band had decided girl singers were not in, and that they got Cookie, a black male singer who also played piano. When we got there, everyone in the band acted like I had never even been the singer. I still don't understand what really happened. It hurt so much to be out and not know why. I couldn't talk about it, and I couldn't stand being around the band when I was no longer part of it. So I just stopped going to practice. The following fall, I got pregnant with my little boy, and before he was born, we bought and moved into another four-room house, but one with inside plumbing. I no longer had to pump water from the well. Just before my daughter was born, we moved into this wonderful house that we live in now. It's a three-bedroom white frame here at the end of 13th Street. I love this house and my family. My little boy Kenny and my daughter Kathy seem so perfect to me. I look in their eyes and it's like looking into the eyes of the universe. I see all that ever was or ever will be. It's like they know a secret that I once knew but have forgotten and keep trying to remember. Like they are little packages of pure wisdom and love come straight from heaven. Perfectly created, the image of God, before they come under the world's influence. I take the last little sip of my coffee and start to pick up the dishes from the table. As I put them in the sink, I look at the clock and notice it is past the time. The baby is usually awake and active. So I decide to sneak down the hall to her room and check in on her.